Gemar Tov, my friends, day 40, this is it. A broken heart. I hope you all had a meaningful, uplifting, and powerful Yom Kippur experience. MG was just unbelievable. I am still on a spiritual high from just, it was just really, really very, very special. And it should be a zechus. All of us should be a merit for a Gemar Tov. All of us should be sealed in the book of good life for good things to come. I'm going to share the last recording for the 40-day challenge. And I just want to make it clear, this is just the last recording for the 40-day challenge because we're going to continue. And I mentioned this last week, how important it is for us to continue to learn and to study together. I'll change the name from the 40-day challenge back to Beyond the Instant after my first book, but I'm going to be sharing some Torah for this Shabbat and for Sukkot, and we'll be doing Bli Neder at least 3 entries a week. And so I hope you'll stick with us. If you don't want to stick with us, I'm not insulted. If you pull off, that's fine. But there will be much more Torah to come. So day 40, and today I want to thank Howie and Michelle Shirian Shore, for sponsoring our last day. And of course, to the Soul Sisters Renewal Challengers, Debbie, Adana, Goldie Chana, Lauren, Michelle, Rosa, and Tracy, for the 10 days of repentance, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So we made a Shehecheyanu last night, which was interesting. You don't think of the blessing of Shehecheyanu, which is a blessing you make over like a new dress, a new suit, something substantial that's new. And we make, of course, a blessing on a new holiday. But Yom Kippur, when the books of judgment are open and it's such a serious day, you make a Shehecheyanu, it's a little strange. So I mentioned in the chapter, and I actually mentioned this at MJE last night, that the Belzer Rebbe, the great Hasidic Rebbe, answered that we recite the Shehecheyanu on Yom Kippur over our new selves, the new us that we're about to become. And tonight, my friends, we are all new. Talmud says that after Yom Kippur, all your sins are forgiven. You're like a katan shenolad. You're like a child that was just born. And the point of Yom Kippur, of course, is to recreate ourselves anew, becoming the very best version of ourselves. We're different people, and therefore we make the blessing of Shehecheyanu. And I want to leave you with a story that I shared in this chapter, the last entry, the day 40. The reason I called it a broken heart, because one of the most touching stories that about a man who owns this very fine jewelry store in Israel, and this 9-year-old girl walks in to buy a bracelet. She's 9, and she looks through the glass display at all the beautiful jewelry, and she picks out this one piece of jewelry that's very expensive. It's about 16,000 shekels, almost $4,000. And the owner of the store asks the little girl, do you want to buy this? And the little girl says, yes. Well, you have very good taste, the proprietor of the store says, who do you want to buy this for? And she says, for my older sister. Why? Why do you want to buy your sister such an expensive bracelet? And the little girl, 9-year-old, says, you know, I don't have a mother or father. And my oldest sister, she takes care of all of us. And I collected from all of my brothers and sisters this money to buy her presents. And she pulls out a handful of coins from her pocket. And the jeweler, the owner of the store, counts up the change, comes out to 7 shekels, 80 a groat. It's about $2. And the store owner was visibly moved. And excitedly, he tells the little girl, you're in luck. That's exactly what that bracelet costs. That's exactly the amount of money it costs. He wraps the gift, hands her the bracelet, and takes the $2, the 7 shekels and 80 agurot. Now, a couple hours later, who shows up in the store? It's the older sister with the bracelet. And she goes over to the owner and she says, I'm terribly sorry. My little sister should not have taken this bracelet without paying. And the owner said, what do you mean? She paid. She paid in full. And the older sister says, there's no way my sister could have afforded such a fine piece of jewelry. She paid in full, the store owner says, 7 shekels, 80 agurot, and a broken heart. And he continued to tell her. The store owner says to the older sister, you know, my wife died a few years ago. People come into the store all the time. They buy expensive jewelry. They can afford it. When your little sister came in wanting to buy something special, then she showed me all the money she collected from all of her siblings, from your siblings. It was the first time since my wife died that I remembered what it really means to be in love. So I gave her the bracelet and I wished her well. And that's basically what we did today on Yom Kippur. We turn to God, the holiest day of the year, and we ask Him for all these things. And this is not just an idea for Yom Kippur, because we turn to Hashem every day of our lives, and we ask Him for good things. We ask Him for good health. We ask Him for a decent livelihood in the coming year. And we reach into our pockets and we see what we've got to pay for all these beautiful blessings. And we realize that maybe we did a mitzvah here, we did a mitzvah there, but we don't have enough to pay for all the things we're asking for. We've got a few dollars, a few shkalim, a little Shabbos we observe, some charity we gave to the poor, the prayers that we say. Maybe we managed to call someone up who was lonely. We studied some Torah. We went to a couple of classes. We don't really have what it takes to pay God for all the things that we're asking Him for on Yom Kippur or any day of the week. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up and we're going to daven. We're going to have the opportunity to thank Hashem and ask Hashem for things that we don't really deserve, right? And that's what we said at the Avinu Malkeinu at the very end. We kept singing it today again and again. Chanenu va'anenu. We said, please have mercy on us and answer us. Ki ein banu ma'asim. We don't have deeds. We don't have enough to pay for what we're asking for. But we do have one thing. And that is we have sincerity. We have a broken heart. And there's a very famous pasuk in Tehillim, a verse in Psalms, that Hashem is near to the brokenhearted and He saves those crushed of spirit. We say that in the Ashrei every day. Right? This is not just Yom Kippur. And this is why I'm sharing this tonight after Yom Kippur is over. We come before God and we're sincere. And we're going to say we're going to do better in the coming year. We're going to be kinder to our fellow human being. We're going to give more tzedakah. We're going to speak more positively about each other. We're going to learn more Torah. We're going to increase our Shabbat observance. And what did we say at the end? Esei manu tzedakah v'chesed v'hoshienu. Said it so many times over Yom Kippur. Do with us charity, kindness, and save us. We admit we don't have enough to pay what we're asking for. But do it in the merit of a broken heart, of us coming to you, Hashem, and saying, we know we can do better. Just give us another chance. And that's a chus, my friends. And in the zechus that you all have, every one of you listening to this, whether you read the chapters, you didn't read the chapters, you listen to this every day, you didn't listen to this every day. The more you did, of course, the more zechus you have. But we all have the zechus and the merit of these 40 days that we have spent studying Torah together, spiritually preparing for this holy time. God should inscribe us all for a good year of health, of prosperity, meaning, and purpose. And we should all merit to continue to learn together. I really enjoy this. I miss the interaction with you, and I appreciate when you private message me, not only when you say you'll sponsor this, and there are many other sponsorships opportunities available. We're going to continue this throughout the year. We're going to continue to learn together. We should all merit to be able to study and learn and grow. And Hashem should bless us all with a good, sweet, happy new year to come. It should be a Gemar Tov, and we should all merit to continue to learn with each other. And Hashem should bless all of you with good, good, happy new year. Gemar Chatima Tova, my friends. Thank you for joining, and I look forward to learning and continuing with you. Take care.